Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Joko.
And I'm Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, and we used to talk about anime and Genshin, but the only time we talk about it is when it relates to K-pop.
Right.
Such as when Sakura freaked out and nerded out when she got Zelda. And yeah, from her, from I think there, it was their Fear Not. Like
fan meet.
That's the word. But this time we will be talking a little bit of Le Sserafim. We'll be talking some Twice, some KCON, which involves tons of groups, right? We will talk about a little Blackpink, and then of course end with some BTS and Stray Kids talk as well. And for everyone joining us, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available pretty much on every platform: Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher, wherever you're tuning into right now. It's exactly where you could listen to us. So give us a rating if you're enjoying this, a like, subscribe, notification bell. Haley, what else can they do to check us out?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And there are a lot of new videos on there recently. On TikTok?
I wonder why.
And some Instagram, I guess, because you kind of cross-platform.
Cross-platform. A.K.A. post on TikTok. Cross-posting. Then you have to post right after. I wish they had that feature where you could do both. It would save so much damn time. But then we don't. And you have to do both manually. And Haley's right. There's a bunch of Twice videos.
Yes, there is.
I wonder why.
And I'm sure a lot of you have probably already seen them because his videos keep popping up on people's For You page randomly.
Right now, yes. And we are talking about the Jihyo meme poster, like of her solo.
Yes.
Yes. Because there's two JYPs that were... Actually, there was three JYPs. I don't know the other one. We were looking for him that night. The other one was our friend James. And I was also forced to dress up as JYP. And it was fine because it paid off and we got Jihyo to... Well, first off, shout out to Nayeon for being the MVP. Because honestly, I told Haley, like, I kind of aimed the poster at Nayeon after Jihyo was like... She saw it for a second or like... But she wasn't like paying much attention.
Right.
But Nayeon is like the one that always like pays attention to details and always like tells the members stuff and like points at stuff.
She sees everything.
As soon as I saw Nayeon behind Jihyo, I was like, this is my only chance for this to happen. So I showed it to her. She saw it, as you saw in the video, which you can see on our TikTok and our Instagram. She laughed and tapped Jihyo, and the rest is history.
Jihyo took the sign from him.
That was Oakland.
Yes.
Yeah, she took the sign. And you know what? I have one huge regret from all of that.
What, not having a pen?
I did have one. I didn't give it to her. Like, I had a Sharpie on my... I brought that Twice Encore, like... I was going to say a Ziploc. No, fanny pack.
Oh, right.
I had it on me, and then I had a Sharpie in there. But I was just so caught up. Plus, Haley's not there, so no one else is recording except our friend James. But then, like, I don't know if he's actually recording me because he's behind me.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. Like, so I had to, like...
He doesn't have his trusty photographer,
need videographer. I think, like, I could have probably, but I also didn't think about it. Like, not till, like, that night when I was posting stuff.
Right.
I was like, oh, shit. I had my marker. I had the Sharpie.
Got Sana's autograph.
I was there when it happened. Yeah. It was during sound check, I think. And she signed, I think, two different things.
Yeah.
And yeah, I felt like it sucks because I know that could happen. But at the same time, I shouldn't be complaining.
It's fine. It's fine. She touched your sign and she did the meme face.
One of our other friends that like we run into during K-pop stuff, his name is Jed. Like we were texting with him and I was saying that I told him what happened and I showed him the video, And he said it's like a holy artifact.
Right.
Because Gio had touched it, blessed mm-hmm. it herself, even made, you know what, from my angle, I didn't even know she made the face too.
But then, of course, a lovely once. I mean, all the people in the front had uploaded there was so much Gio doing the meme face.
Like, when I woke up the next morning, like, all my notifications and stuff were going crazy from, like, a lot of friends. And they're just, like, sending me... Like the front, and even Haley sent it. Like the front angle of like the videos and photos mm-hmm. of the front angle. And it looks amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't realize she did that.
Even our friend in Japan, she had sent me. She's like, "Oh my god! Like I saw the video where Jiho had taken someone's sign and did the meme face."
Oh,
and
shit,
then
Tammy,
I was
right?
Yeah, and then I was "Oh, you mean this?" And she's like, "What? That was Joko's sign?" And I was like, "She's like, of course it was Joko's sign, because you guys always get fan interactions,
no matter the cost.
Yeah,
even if I had to dress up as JYP,
JYP hype boy
with JYP. Mm-hmm. There was two white hype boy JYPs, and yeah, we always do pretty well, even if it's good or bad with our signs, it gets attention."
And then because Momo. Didn't even like Dubushi did the hype boy dance, but then this was during sound check.
So you can't record. She did
for
the hype boy dance
reason.
When she saw us. I was so sad.
I know,
but it was cool to see. Yeah. But it's like, damn, yeah, Dubu did the hype boy dance when she saw us.
I think someone in the comments too had mentioned they're like, "Oh, I saw you guys during sound check, and then Dubu did the hype boy for you guys." So
I didn't even
saw
see that.
It. Yeah,
there's just so much stuff like notifications going off the charts, and you know what? We are talking about Oakland day one. Let's talk about, let's rewind it back to day one of the whole U.S. tour.
Yes.
SoFi.
In LA.
So SoFi Center hosted twice. And I think that's like their biggest, that was probably the biggest audience
for
they've had.
For the U.S.
Isn't it bigger than, how big is Tokyo Dome? Isn't this their biggest stadium?
I thought Tokyo Dome was like 70,000 too. Isn't it?
But you know how big SoFi is.
90?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
So
then.
I think
I thought Tokyo Dome was 100. I could be wrong.
You could look at it while I talk. Okay. So we were at SoFi. The interesting thing for this one, like funny enough, it's like we've been joking with our friend groups too, and amongst me and Haley, and this is probably the first time we are not on barricade or on the floor. So it was pretty cool to be in a different area, and we were in the suite. So. Last minute, my sister was able to grab 20 people so we could get a VIP suite, which was cool. It was like in between like the 300s area, like around that area.
Yeah.
And man, it was cool. It felt like a mini condo or studio.
Honestly, it was really, really fun. Like I wasn't even expecting to go to this Twice concert at all. And it was very, very last minute. And then he's like, "Oh, well," Joko's like, "you're going to get to see Twice after all." Like,
I really wanted Haley
ready
to see them.
To be tour, yeah.
And then we got it and it all worked out. We
it
got
was so fun.
A lot of food. It was a lot of fun. There was like 18, 20 of us inside in our little suite.
Yeah, it was like his cousins too, and then like friends and people that we knew. So
and then
fun.
Like some of them were like another half was like my sister's friend.
Right, right.
But either way, it was really cool. It was a nice experience if maybe Haley was thinking about it because most likely, I have a feeling that Stray Kids might end up in SoFi one day.
They definitely will.
And when that happens, I know Haley's going to want Barricade, but not at SoFi. Because when you're Barricade at SoFi, first off, when you get resales at SoFi, they're expensive as hell.
Yeah.
Second, you are really far still. Like, compared to the Barricade that... If you saw where I was at Oakland, imagine quadruple the distance. That's what it is. To be like right at Barricade for SoFi because they're really more spaced away. Plus, like in general, it's just it feels a lot further.
Because
you know
and
how
then
big
because
SoFi
the stage
is
big, I feel like the members aren't like clumped together.
No,
close.
It was so
they're
spread
all
apart.
Spread out, and I don't know, I don't like that.
And it's like it's already enough like,
for like fan interactions.
There's
I mean.
So much going on already, but it's at the same time, yeah, it's like you like it's just so spread apart. But for the most part, let's talk about the performances. They were amazing. Damn, I highly recommend like watching them even if you're not a once.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend from college, our other friend, she brought her husband, which actually I know too. I was good friends with them in college. And they brought like I think their parents and they all watched Twice for the first time. They're not even like actual like onces.
What are they then?
Like just like ARMY and stuff.
Oh, okay,
like
I was going to say they have to be some kind of K-pop fan.
Yeah, so and then they watched Twice and they're just like they said they were in like awe. And everyone, This goes to everyone that first watches twice, like live. They are big fans of Jihyo.
Oh, yeah. Her vocals are fucking insane.
Because her vocals, her charisma, her, like, stage presence, like, you know, she's like, I don't know. Like, something about Jihyo draws a lot of people. And obviously, she was super funny. She was, like, twerking. And she was, so far, it was weird. She said we were, like, all taking a bath together.
Oh, showering really,
like,
together.
Okay, so there was, like, all this weird craziness going on. So
she said that we're close enough to be taking a shower together.
And I remember everyone's probably, like,
we're like, okay.
Okay.
If you say so.
But yeah, it was just a great experience. I highly recommend it. Their set list was really well done. Whoever thought of it. They even did a really amazing medley in the middle. So
of all like their OG songs.
It's all title track. It was a title track medley. It was freaking insane. Every member had a solo stage. All of them were really good. Jihyo even had for her solo stage, she did her like one of her new songs for her solo, which isn't even out, which I'll bring up right now. Jihyo has announced in August, that's when her solo will be coming out, and it's called Killing Me Good.
Killing Me Good.
And you've seen the poster because you've seen the meme poster.
Right.
But that's not actually what's on the actual poster. Just in case you're thinking if it is, of course it's not.
She's just driving and looking in the rear view mirror.
It is not the Sana filmed meme of her. You know, it's featuring, apparently, we're not sure yet. But
hasn't been confirmed.
A couple unconfirmed features include BB and Yoongi. Can you imagine if Suga was
crazy.
There?
I mean, so, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either. So yeah, that's gonna be freaking awesome. Yeah, Jihyo just slays. Jihyo wins everyone's hearts, and I mean, she just does so well. Like her vocals are insane, but everyone did really well. Like obviously, they did so well. Everyone falls in love with Dubu. Everyone loves Dahyun.
So funny
because of how she is. Like her like.
I love her English, honestly. The way that she, like, expresses it when she talks.
It's so cute. Yeah. It's, like, really funny, bubbly, cute. Like, everyone falls in love with her personality. And it's just, obviously, all of them are, like, it's, like, what, 9 beautiful women. Mm-hmm. So, it's, like, everything was great. Even Jonghyun was having so much fun. I felt like she was more...
out of her shell.
Yeah, compared to last year. So, I'm really happy. And her... she has one of my favorite solo stages. Lizzo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
her
ye.
Recorder? Did she do that again?
She played the recorder. You could actually hear it this time in Oakland.
And so far, I couldn't hear it. I was like, what the heck is she playing?
Yeah, I was like...
It was a Wednesday, right?
Yeah, she did the same thing. So, yeah, so that's SoFi. SoFi was crazy, especially leaving. But
so SoFi is 70K and Tokyo Dome is 55K.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, yeah. SoFi's fucking big.
SoFi is probably their, I think it is their biggest stadium they've ever played in. So that I think, I don't even think any other female artist has sold for SoFi. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Like female group? Oh. Maybe group, I think. And because I think Taylor Swift probably was at SoFi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because we know that. But like,
I mean, K-pop wise. Yeah.
Not even K-pop. I think group. Female group.
Your female group,
Female group. But yeah, so that's a crazy feat. And then, yes, ended up flying in the same day, that like on Monday for Oakland, day one. You already know what happened there. And I got a lot of Sharon fan cams. Sharon was in front of me the whole time.
Yeah, she was on his side or like that side of the stage a lot.
I was like, oh my. And she's like, I saw what she wore day two. She was wearing more like a long... Like a dress, jean dress.
Covering her.
So this time, but yeah,
her
the one,
legs.
I got lucky. You see her thighs, her legs, and she was in high heels.
Yes.
I even saw Nayeon and Che like pointing at it, like, "Damn, girl, this girl's wearing heels."
I know, what the heck? She's twerking and dropping.
And it's crazy because I asked our friend Tammy from Japan. I asked her. I was like, "Did Mina like do they dance like the way they do it all? Like when you guys
probably
saw them?"
Because
remember, we talked in a previous podcast. She was at the Osaka show.
Yes,
she said, "Oh no,
oh no, it's they don't do that."
Sharon is just for the States.
Yeah,
for the U.S. Apparently, not even like she didn't really even do it much in Australia or something.
Oh really?
So it's like she goes full Sharon.
Sharon is only for U.S.
She gets unleashed. Something about the U.S. air.
Yeah. Because she knows that's what Americans like.
I was like, oh, thank God, we're being blessed on this side. Honestly, like that day, because if everyone knows, my bias and record line is it goes Sana, then it's Jihyo, and it's Nayeon tied because they keep going back and forth, especially after this. But honestly, Mina, number four this.
Oh, right now. Wow, really?
She's climbed up the charts.
That's news to me.
It's Sharon. She like clawed up.
Oh, it's not even Mina. It's just Sharon.
It's just Sharon now. But it was great. And even my friend James was trying to convince me to stay for day two. But, you know, maybe Chicago, right, Haley?
I mean, you're paying, so I mean, that's up to you.
And then, so I think, as much as I want to keep talking about Twice, I think we should end there. Oh, one last thing. Misamo, which is Twice's J-Line unit, the Japanese members, their first mini album will have 7 tracks. They've been, like, posting on their IGs, like, their stories and everything, like, each member. Like, mm-hmm. Which is obviously Misamo, Mina, Sana, Momo.
Right.
They've been posting, like, concept photos and, like, little teasers mm-hmm. for the songs. It sounds really good already. But 7 tracks, that's pretty good.
That's a lot, that's a lot. Yeah.
So looking forward to that. And I think for now, because there will be a bunch of other Twice stuff going on. If you follow us, check us out where, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast.
I will make sure to keep posting. Like, I literally, like, when that Jiho thing happened with the poster, I was texting with Haley because I was in Oakland. She was here, mm-hmm. here at home. And I was telling her, I'm like falling asleep editing.
I told him, I was like, you're probably going to fall asleep before you even post it.
I was trying so,
hard. He's not on demon hours ever.
No, I can't. I'm an angel. I sleep at like midnight. You know, not Haley's demon 3 hours.
3 a.m.
At 3 a.m. But yeah, that was pretty much it. Twice is amazing. They rekindled the fire. They reminded me who my ultimate group is. I'm sorry, Jenny.
Wow.
Like, but it's true. Like something
I'm
about
shook.
Because like shook. I think it's because I really like their songs too.
No, yeah, I get something it.
Something about their songs like hit different for me too. I love Blackpink. Don't get me wrong, but it's like I think I do enjoy that. Plus, there's 9 of them. When you watch them live, it's different. Mm. You have so many chances to interact. And, like, there's just so much going on. It's
but
a lot of chaos.
Even with the 4 members of Blackpink, I think they did a good job interacting with the fans.
How can I forget Kai Bibo?
Yeah, see, Lisa.
I'm torn again. Yeah, wait, this is your fault. I thought I figured this out.
I was like, dude. And then you talked to Jenny.
Oh, God.
And then okay, Rosé complimented my hair.
Okay, they're very tired. They're super tied up.
Yeah.
They're just there.
And Jisoo copied my hairstyle.
It's you know what? Okay, you win.
Okay.
I give up.
You just
You're
have
right.
both. You can have 2.
I'm just still on that Twice high. Mm. The post concert depression is already slowly hitting. And we should move on.
Uh-huh.
Card has a world tour coming up.
Didn't they tour last year too?
I think so. And then I know they were at KCON a few years back too.
Yeah, we saw that.
But Card is really good. And I don't really like their newer albums, but I haven't heard the most latest stuff. I always like
their
old stuff.
Their older songs are really good
though. Mm-hmm. The world tour is called Playground. It's an actual world tour. It's not just the US, it's not a JYP like thing in the US right. and like Canada. No, I think they start out in Mexico, then they actually go to the US, then they go somewhere like Europe. They even go like Budapest and everything. Whoa. So look forward to that because they're really good.
It's still crazy to me that they're the only co-ed group.
Yeah, like they're like
in K-pop.
ABBA.
Yeah.
ABBA and 18s, like 2 and 2. It would work actually.
Right.
I think it would do well, like maybe 3 and 3.
Right.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I hope we get to see more of that in the future. You're right. Because that's like cool to actually have.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're a little bit older now too.
Yeah. They've been around for a while.
There's no recent groups after them that ever had a co-ed group. So, hopefully in the future.
They just have collabs,
it would do really well. And secondly, another tour that's been going on. You know what? Let me jump to this one because it just happened.
Mm.
Weverse Con happened this weekend.
Oh, yes.
So, you've been probably seeing new clips of our girls, NewJeans, and Le Sserafim.
Mm-hmm.
And even Yunjin did her idol, like her solo. It was really cool. So she performed with a band. It was really cute because like the other 4 members were like groupies and like holding posters for her.
Did they perform too as a group?
I would think they did. It's Weverse Con, right?
Okay, I was going to say.
It's just,
was
I think
it
there
only
was a
Yunjin?
Lot of. I don't know, actually. I can't confirm that. I know for sure I saw some NewJeans stuff. I wonder if like Fromis and like other groups, because it's Weverse Con. Well, I don't think we really looked in depth.
We didn't because we can't go. So like, why would I bother?
I mean, we do say sometimes, hello, Haley.
Yeah.
And then, let's get to KCON because Haley, this one, yes, you can go to.
Yes, I can.
Well, KCON LA, the lineup finally, like, it's funny because like literally the day our podcast came out last week is when the, KCON, of course, would drop some hints.
The morning after when we woke up, they released a word find and we had to basically find all the groups.
It's weird. You know what? I'm going to cut you off for a second. It's stupid because it says crossword puzzle on it.
Well, that's not even a crossword puzzle. What do you expect?
That's
from
a word finder. Like, that's the one where you circle crossword puzzles when you like
fill in the
letters.
Blanks, yeah, with hints. But this one was a word find, obviously, where you just like, there's like a lot of letters and you have to find the groups. The one that popped out to me first was obviously Stray Kids. My heart was torn in two because I didn't want them to go again so I could save money.
Yes.
But I guess I'm seeing them again this year because I thought like after their encore concert, I was like, okay, maybe they'll just tour next year. I can save money. But then they decided to come to KCON again. So
brace yourselves. Because, actually, let's just go with the whole lineup. Let's go through all of it.
And we actually guessed all of them before they dropped the official lineup, too.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They slowly started posting, like, the actual groups that were going. And we did pretty good. Like, our group chat did really well.
Yeah, we
figured
got
it
everything
out.
Except two of the
groups.
A,
there was two groups, but then it was technically there,
it
maybe.
Was, but then I guess they're just not going.
Well,
we'll
talk about what kind of happened, because I think Zach kind of explained what happened, especially with 50-50, but we'll get there when we have to. Stray Kids, I'm kind of going to go in order of like the more bigger groups first. Might be a little bit easier. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So what, like Stray Kids, obviously, is big. ITZY, IVE, G-Idle, ATEEZ.
You know what? Like, a lot of the groups are from last year.
You know what? A little bit. Like, almost like half it feels
half
like.
Half of
it. NMIX.
Yep.
Okay, so XG was kind of on it, on the word search. Maybe, like, inconveniently, it's just random letters.
Yeah, but I was really hoping they would go. I'm disappointed.
I thought they were
going to
go.
Yeah.
50-50 was supposed to be on it, apparently, but they changed it, and in the word search, it said 50-40. Someone thought it was, like, 50-50. A misprint or something.
Yeah, but it's not.
But apparently, like, what we were told is they probably changed it last minute to, like, because they probably couldn't make it, and then they just, like, changed up. The 40 to the
right.
50 to 40.
Yeah, so they're not going.
So also ZB1, Zero Base One.
Right.
For all of you that watched Boys Planet,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they will be there. Okay, I'll talk. I'm gonna save that for the soloists. The boys, Gravity.
Uh-huh.
So they
the
were
same
there.
Groups, yeah.
So Laplace, and then Everglow. I was there. JO1 last time too.
JO1 was supposed to go last year, but then they couldn't
make
it.
Oh no, they
didn't.
That's right.
They were on the original lineup, but yeah, this time they're actually going.
Remember that
hopefully.
One? Remember that one group we were talking about? That's like part of the new Gen 5.
Yeah.
Is it what is it? Zykers or
Psyker.
X? Psykers.
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 Yeah.
Okay, Wavy. Now we have some soloists and kind of like a little bit of ish solo. It's Monsta X only has two members going.
Shownu and Hyungwon.
So Shownu is a leader who he's been gone. He wasn't even
military,
in their world tour.
No, he wasn't.
Because he was gone on military leave. He's back with his very, like, I remember Shownu is like the one with a super sharp
chiseled
jaw.
Face.
Like, his jawline is crazy.
Yeah.
Super sharp.
I feel like he's a lot of people's favorite.
Freaking like, you could like cut paper with his jawline,
his cheekbones,
cut diamonds maybe. Hyungwon, which is Haley's bias,
yes,
so like the more like he has like his voice, I think we've talked in a long time
like
ago.
Tae.
Sounds like V, from BTS, is very similar, has that like soul, kind of like a deeper voice, but it's like can still hit like a high range,
right?
Then you have Taeyong
from
NCT.
NCT,
and then he had that new song that came out, right?
Sha-la-la-la.
No,
it's not that one.
Oh,
when I heard
Sorry.
That, I thought it was going to sound like that. It doesn't sound like that at all.
It is two more other soloists. These two actually kind of blew our minds.
I'm so happy they're going.
One of them.
Specifically for one.
One, we'll talk about the OG, is it Ojicha? I was going to say, what's the uncle in Korean? I was saying Ojicha, but then that's Japanese, I think.
I can't think of it right now. I know Ajuma.
Ajuma Rain. So, Rain, the man himself, the legend.
Yeah.
He's going to
be
there.
Rain. Like, I can't believe
Rain.
He's going. Is he going to freaking take off his clothes for
yes,
us?
Yes, he is. He better.
Oh my god, is he going to be in baby oil?
So, like, the thing with KCON, there's high touches. I imagine this is going to be like an ab touch. You got to touch his abs.
I wonder, though, if he's going to do the high touch.
Oh, he better. He owes that to us. Oh, so my nipple touches his nipple. So we both take our shirts off when we touch nipples.
It's fit like both nipples, I only right? know his old songs though. It'd be crazy if he does his old
of
songs.
Of course he's gonna
oh
do his
my
old
God,
songs.
I'm gonna
he's,
freak out.
This is KCON. This is when they do their title tracks or like the most like well known songs.
Popular ones, yeah.
So this is the time to see them.
He gets to do his body rolls and stuff. He better take off his clothes. He better take off his shirt. He has to take it off. He did it in the music.
He's probably
video.
Been working out. He still looks good in the most recent stuff I've
yeah.
seen him on. Like,
he still looks the same.
So this man doesn't age. He probably found the fountain of youth or he found the secret. Mm-hmm. Also the other soloist, which we are I cannot believe
I can't wait to see him.
Haley's excited, I'm excited. We've been talking about this man like when he was still in
the
military for like how long this podcast
2 years,
has been happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taemin.
Yes,
the Taemin from Shiny.
I'm so
the
excited
Mangne,
to see
the Mangne
him.
Of Shiny.
Yes,
who has some of well, like arguably he really does have some of the best
solo
mm-hmm. K-pop like music.
Yeah, he's
like,
one of
as a soloist.
My like our favorite solo artists, honestly.
Are you kidding me? Like I love his like all
yeah,
his songs
so
are
good.
So good live. I cannot wait to see like all like Criminal.
Oh, me too.
What if he does Two Kids?
Oh,
oh
my God.
What, even his older stuff. I can't even think of it right now.
Move.
But they're so good. Yeah. Oh my God.
The one that they performed on Kingdom.
But I can't. Oh, this is going to be so good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Criminal live.
I know. I love Taemin. I can't believe he's going. Honestly, I didn't expect to see his name on that word find. And I was like, what the fuck? Why does it say Taemin?
Like, when we saw that, we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is not like they didn't accidentally spell Taemin, right? Like this is really Taemin.
He hasn't released anything new since like he left. So I,
no,
obviously
so that's why I'm kind of more excited.
Yeah, because it's
we're gonna
old
see
stuff.
His old stuff.
Yeah.
I really always wanted to see it. Mm. So I mean, like a couple of these things. If we go down the line, like I think we want to see obviously Stray Kids. I want to see IVE really bad.
Yeah,
it's finally we're gonna be able to see them. I do kind of want to see G-Idle. Like, I know
to
a lot of their songs.
To be honest, a lot of the groups on here we know. And I would like to see all of them.
We've seen ITZY from last
yeah.
year. We didn't go to like their actual concert, but we saw them at KCON. A lot of our other friends went to see them because they're big mid-Cs.
ATs
again,
obviously.
Is always good.
And they're coming out with a new album, too, so they'll do their
oh,
new song.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. And Mix, which we also
saw. Mix is so good.
They've grown on us yeah. so much. After that showcase, I'm telling you.
Like, right.
We're answers. Period.
They're so good.
Sad about XG and 50/50, to be honest. ZB1.
They're not debuted yet.
We didn't watch.
No,
then, like,
I know, but they haven't.
But even... I was going to say, like,
yeah.
It's exciting because this is their first show.
Yes, it is.
Their first live performance for ZB1. So Zero Base One, there you go. Obviously, we want to see Rain. Obviously, we were excited for Taemin.
Right.
Like, honestly, I think those are the main ones for us.
Oh, and then Shownu.
Shownu. Oh, and that's true, because we didn't see Shownu when we watched Monster
yeah.
X. So, yeah, that too. I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of big fandoms and, like, groups that are, like, people that are excited to see the other groups we didn't mention. Just because
right.
we're not, like, we didn't mention them. We're just telling you what, honestly,
what we want to see.
Like, you know, I want that low touch with Rain. And then the high touch with everyone. Maybe low touch with Stray Kids.
You get to see Bang Chan again.
If I have to get high touch.
I get to see my man Changbin.
If they do the meet and greet yeah. with the high touch, we need it because I need to dress up as I'm 5
I'm
Channy.
So my plan is I'm going to be Changbin.
And yeah, like
his brother.
Channy's brother, right?
Yeah.
And I need to meet. I need Bang Chan to meet me.
I need Bang Chan
to meet
it's not
me.
Not even want. I need it.
No, I need it. It's
I
not
need
a want.
It.
It's I need it for sure.
Okay.
Also, we kind of they also dropped some info. Let's talk about ticketing because it's still confusing as hell.
Mm.
It still doesn't make any damn sense, and it's a week away.
Yeah, it's next week.
Exactly as what we thought it was going to be. Bullshit. Basically, bullshit.
KCON always is though.
They took out Prestige, which actually was really horrible because now it's like you're mixing this a new one called Premium,
right?
But it's mixed with regular GA.
Yeah,
so they don't even have any special like area. It's just it's like
it's
a
not
free-for-all.
Sectioned off. It's stupid. I feel like if you're buying Premium, at least barricade them off from the general admission.
No, it's like mixed. Also, like there's another weird pre-sale to the sale.
Yeah. For just like the
just
regular
for...
show, not including Premium.
And this doesn't even include like all like is that just the show or does that include the meet and greets
no.
too for early? No,
meet and greets is
they're all on
2 days after.
So they're all on the normal day. So
yeah.
This is literally just for the show for the pre-sale.
Right.
It's $55 for the pre-sale for just like the show, the tickets for the show. Because if you've never been to KCON, how it works is there's an actual convention.
Yeah.
There's a K-pop convention in the actual exhibit hall of the convention center here in LA. Then at like on the side of the convention hall during this, like there's a lot of meet and greets going on in like another part or section.
Yeah.
Then at the end, like after the convention kind of ends around like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
It's everything is closed in the convention center. And we move over to the crypto arena, and they actually have the actual performances. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the concerts. Mm-hmm. And it's like a... Right now, we don't even know. It's a week away. We don't even know the lineups for each day.
They have to drop it this week.
They need to.
They need to drop it tomorrow.
How are we
going
to plan this? You think everyone wants to buy like every day? No.
I'm trying to figure it out with one of my friends that we went to Stray Kids with, because she's going to come in for KCON, because I told her, I was like, Stray Kids is coming. And she's like... Oh my God, what? She's like, fuck.
We need to know the schedule. And the interesting part is they did it for 3 nights now.
Yeah.
Before, it's always been 2 nights.
It's been rookies.
Well, that was last year. But I think before even, it's just been just 2 nights concerts.
Yeah, it's always just been 2 concert nights.
So now it's actually 3 nights. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we have no... It's a toss-up right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll know by next week.
We need to know this week.
Yeah, because we need to know who the hell, like...
Who we're buying tickets for.
What if everyone we want to watch is on one night?
Like, what if everyone we want to watch is, like, on separate nights? I'm going to scream. I'm going to be so pissed.
It's most likely going to happen. I told you, I just need IVE. I need Stray Kids. Actually, yeah, like, if I had to break it down, those are, like, the two big ones for me. Oh, Taemin. Oh, yeah, I can't forget.
Come on.
Rain. Hello, Rain. No, but yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing, too. It's like, that's why we really need to know. It sucks for planning, because at least we live here in LA.
I know.
For all the other K-pop fans and stans, even if you're listening to this, it's like, it sucks for you if you're flying in.
Yeah.
You don't want to end up, like, in a camp situation where, like, Monsta X and, like, John Somi didn't even appear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully we get more info, and hopefully we get it soon. Very, very soon.
This week. It has to be this week.
And the prices are still stupid, though. Like, it's like all... Like I said,
it's expensive.
The premium doesn't even include high-touch meet and greets.
No.
It's, like, really weird. It makes no sense.
The premium doesn't include high-touch, but it has the audience one where, you know, you can stand in the audience and listen to them talk to you, like, get an interview, play games kind of thing. That's included in the premium.
And you get a red carpet.
Send off.
Yeah, the red carpet.
And then a red carpet.
Oh, send off.
Send off is different. So premium, that's the only way you can get red carpet this year, which is probably better because red carpet last year was a fucking shit show.
Is that the only send off too for premium?
Send off you can buy separately too. Oh, okay. Like you can do a la carte for that one also.
Yes. Oh yeah, we've been saying a la carte for everything because literally
just add on.
You can literally add on. Everything, like one of each. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want one high touch meet and greet. Oh, I want this.
Yeah.
That's obviously if it's still in stock by the time you get in.
They have like limited amount.
That's horrible
obviously.
Too. And we don't even know who you're high touching because not every group gets a high touch.
No, they don't. So they need
so
to release
like,
that.
We don't even know what the hell
is
going on.
That's why I told Charissa too. I was like, we need to wait till they drop the lineup and then who is doing the meet and greet and then we can start
this
planning.
This is all going to add up. The meet and greet itself is like what, like $100 or something?
I only need a meet and greet
high touch.
Straight
I know, but like it adds up. And if you want to see them like a separate night, like 100, 200, 300, 400, like just keeps going. Also, if we did the math, like if you're doing the pre-sale and you're just getting the general ticketing, like you want P1, it's like 275 or something like that. And that's basically the same thing as the premium, except premium, you get the red carpet. Mm. So it's like you're basically paying like an extra like half, like $225 for
because premium is 500
red carpet. Yeah, $500 premium. So we'll see. This is it's horrible still. Just as we
it always gives
it
me anxiety because I mean the tickets drop next week already.
And the tickets you can't. It's like random. You can't really even choose the seat like the exact placement where you are.
Because even last year we ended up on floor because we had no option. They like gave us the best available seating, which was
quote unquote floor.
But it was fine. We had fun.
I'm hoping for 100s though this time. We'll see. Also, you know what? That's it.
Yeah.
It's KCON.
KCON.
Let's hurry up with those fucking schedules.
I hope Bang Chan is going to be the host again.
I hope so too. He's a great host.
Actually, Rain could be too.
Oh shit. With Bang Chan.
Have
an ab battle.
Well, they're both friends, remember?
They're going to have an ab battle.
Yes, okay.
They rub their abs in front of me together, then touch nipples.
Stop!
Nipple touch.
Bang Chan, don't listen to this.
let's see. I think. Blackpink. I did want to bring up that on June 11th at the Melbourne.
Because
it's not Melbourne.
Yeah, it's Melbourne.
Melbourne concert in Australia. Jenny actually had to like exit the stage during one of their performances. I think right in the middle.
And she never came back.
Of Lovesick Girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some people were saying when they were watching her, like she looked kind of like tired or like out of it.
Yeah.
She looked like she was almost going to like pass out
that
or something.
Sucks.
So that was super scary.
Yeah.
I'm glad she was like, you know, Jenny's actually really smart and I still hate it when people like hate on her, but she's really smart and like she knows her body well. She's been really busy with all the stuff she's been doing, like in between the tour, because this tour has been going on almost a year.
Feel like it's been 2 years.
You gotta cut her some slack. So she's definitely tired. And you know what YG said officially?
What
they did they kind of had like a note for like a to the fans, and YG's note like it even said her health is she's like in a deteriorating condition, quote unquote.
That's
like,
horrible.
That is the worst way to like you make it sound like she's dying.
Exactly.
Like YG, Jesus Christ. Okay.
I thought she had food poisoning or something.
Is that what it is?
I saw something.
To be honest, I'm just seeing a little bit of this and that. I don't know. I can't confirm exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But all I know is Jenny did personally make an apology. She did post
story,
one.
Yeah.
You know, apologizing for leaving the concert early and like saying sorry to Melbourne once. Blink.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Still got twice. I got Mina in the head. I mean, Sharon. You don't even like. It's just nice enough that Jenny's professional enough to even apologize, because it's understandable. Like you're tired, but it's like,
yeah. What are you gonna do? You're gonna let her pass out on stage?
But yeah, so Jenny's like really. She's a really super like. She's an actual like real sweetheart. Like
mm-hmm.
especially she's even said bye to fans. Like when I remember there was like a few fans when she was coming out of the car like the airport.
Mm-hmm.
She actually like signed their albums
yeah.
and stuff. She's just, like total sweetheart. Like that was I think in Europe. So yeah, hopefully she gets better, feels better. I mean, Jisoo's back. Thankfully, you know, from COVID.
COVID, yeah.
So that's what's been going on there. I think it's time for some boys in terms of Stray Kids and BTS.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we plug in again. We are the Permission to Stand podcast. If you're somehow made it here and you don't even know where you are, let me tell you, it's the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all platforms, wherever streaming podcasts can be. I mix that wherever podcasts can be streamed. I have twice brain. Haley, what else should they know?
Check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast for a lot of twice fan cams.
Yes.
Recently.
Slowly uploading them as I'm going through them. I'm getting sad and happy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, Haley has uploaded a couple of Stray Kids stuff when they dropped they're a five-star.
No, S-Class?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
So, yes, Haley's doing that. And then we still interact a lot in our Instagram DMs with a lot of fans and fellow K-pop stans
mm-hmm.
out there. So, shout out to you guys. And with that said, I think it is... If I asked Haley who she wants to start with first, I know she will say BTS to leave Stray Kids for last.
The best for last.
Okay, so BTS first. Let's see. What do we have? Oh, you know what? It's funny because we talked about this in the last podcast,
yeah.
but it's literally because everything happened the freaking day after we recorded
yeah.
the day the podcast came out last week.
Mm-hmm.
Jungkook, we talked about this and like the universe listened.
Yeah, I manifested it.
Jungkook
we manifested it.
Danced with Mingyu.
Yes.
So BTS, Jungkook, 17 Mingyu, HYBE family. They're also BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
And
the 97 line.
They did the dance challenge together, and Jungkook did super.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. Jungkook being Jungkook obviously makes it look good. Yes, the 97 line.
But the thing is that the way that they recorded it, why was it such shitty quality?
It looked like it was filmed on a Nokia. Like
honestly,
the old
like,
one.
What the fuck kind of phone were they filming on?
It was from a phone that they probably... I don't even... I'm trying to think of a joke.
No.
I can't even think of a joke because it's a joke already.
Someone didn't wipe the lens or something. It looks so blurry.
Even if I fogged up my lens and spat on my phone's lens, it would look better than that.
Anyway, we were happy to get it because, like, obviously Jungkook had said that Mingyu had been calling him and asking him to do the challenge with him, and he thought nothing of it. Like
the fact that Mingyu has been bothering this guy.
So I guess Jungkook gave in. And he filmed the challenge with him.
And
Mingyu was in socks.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is going on? I don't even know. Like, the quality is bad already. And then now Mingyu has no socks.
He has socks. He has no shoes.
Oh, no shoes. Yeah, he's in socks. Sorry. And Oh, speaking about Jungkook, and, you know, recently he was also, this man,
he loves Weverse Live, honestly.
He loves Weverse Live so much he sleeps with Weverse Live. Like, literally fell asleep on the most recent one.
He's been doing that a lot.
And this is when, how many people were watching him?
6 million people.
So 6 million army, we all fell asleep together with
Jungkook sleep. And so, then someone turned it off again.
Well, if the fact that they need someone to always watch him to make sure. It's funny enough, too, because, like, if you... Because there's probably some army that are watching this still in bed. So, literally, if you're watching it and this, you're just watching him stream and he's, like, falling asleep and you put your phone or iPad or your laptop right next to you, yeah, you went to sleep with Jungkook.
Right.
How amazing is that?
Yes.
So, now you can tell your friends that you slept with Jungkook. Also, BTS, let's not forget... It's their 10th anniversary.
Yes, it is.
So the 10th anniversary festa just went by. Also, because of this, they're going to actually have two solo documentaries airing in movie theaters again.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we recently watched the concert. What was the concert that we watched? I was going to say Permission to Dance, but it's definitely not Permission to Dance. It was that the one at the con, right? Like the one that was like for everyone.
I don't remember.
But it was on Screen X.
Yeah, it was. But so what was concert cool. was that?
It was a BTS concert. That's what it was. Anyways, so one of the documentaries, it's going to be filming, or not filming, it's going to be distributed and airing on June 17 and June 18, Saturday and Sunday.
That's like this weekend.
Yes. So hopefully you heard this before the weekend. And... it will be, one of them is going to be Hobie's. So yes. J-Hope in the box. The other one is Yoongi's Suga Road to D-Day.
But the thing is that you can watch these on Disney Plus. These are the ones on Disney Plus.
Well, there you go. Unless you want to watch it
on the theater.
Theater experience with a bunch of armies, which is what a lot of people like to do too. So there you go. I don't know if it's filmed, if it's being aired internationally, but this is for the U.S. that I'm talking about. And I think you could watch it like in Regal Cinemas, or you could probably find out a place that does it.
Yeah.
Last but not least, for something we have here for note for BTS is, well, Tae, because of the festa.
Yeah, because of their 10-year anniversary, I guess Tae was like going through his phone.
He's going down memory lane. Because he's such an old man.
Yeah. And
he's
then
reminiscing.
He's posting all these like random videos of him and BTS together, just enjoying their time. There's one particular story that he posted that I couldn't stop laughing because he was filming himself showing a bowl of ramen and he wanted to show the camera.
Oh my God.
His bowl of ramen.
Yes.
And he was tipping the bowl to like show what's inside, but then all the soup spilt out.
Of course it did.
And it was like a little bit at first. And then he looked at it, and then he tipped it more, and then more soup spilled out. And Jin was next to him. He's like, hey, because he saw it like
what the hell is going on? This man.
Oh my God.
He's an alien for sure.
Laughing. But then, yeah, he was like just posting random clips of them. It was very, very cute because I feel like they were like never before seen clips because they live on his phone, basically.
It was actually really, really cool to see.
Yeah.
And then I think we already talked about Tae's blonde, right?
Yes, he is.
In the last episode or something.
And then Jungkook is actually... Oh, he flew to L.A. recently for something. I don't know what it is. He might be recording.
I didn't even know this.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. He's probably getting ready for his solo.
And then also, for their 10-year anniversary, they dropped a live performance on YouTube. You can check it out. Of Take Two.
Of Take Two. Mm-hmm. Which is really
good, too.
With
all the members. Obviously, they filmed it before Jin and Hobie left, so they all have their hair.
Yes, everyone has their hair. This is not... They didn't just, like, tell Hobie and Jin to come back.
It's an old one, yeah. So
This is all planned and thought out because you know how Hybe is.
Yeah, so...
Doesn't Jimin have something, too? Like, wasn't there an OST he's part of?
Fast and the Furious?
Yeah! Is that old?
That's old, right?
I don't know why, but it's, like, the first time I finally heard the song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
I was like, I know it's been a while, but, like... I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Angel,
yeah. Part one or something, right? It's funny because we actually, now that you said the name of the title, I think we did talk about this. Anyways, this is why Haley's in charge of the boy groups. Next up, I guess...
Stray Kids.
Stray Kids. Yeah. Oh, your specialty. I mean, just do your thing. Go for it.
So, last night, Felix had a mukbang, a live.
Everyone's been getting blessed with all these lives, like, from their groups.
Honestly, yeah. I feel like all groups do
even
that.
Even, I think Itzy's been doing a lot. Like, Blonde Leah and Yeji have been showing up a lot, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to keep up with all of them. Pick or choose. I can't watch all of them, honestly.
Exactly.
So he came on. He had actually dropped on Bubble a few days ago saying, like, oh, I'm going to do a mukbang. And then he gave the date and time. And so
he scheduled it. That's pretty nice of him.
Yeah, it is. So, like, he knows Stay will be able to join him. And then he was late, 30 minutes. Oh, at Felix, first it was 20 minutes. So he was on Bubble. He's like, make it 5:25. And then 5:25 passed. And it was like, people were like waiting. And I, like, all the Instagrams that I follow, they're like, where is he? Like, is he okay and stuff? He came on at like 5:34-ish. And he's
fashionably
like,
late.
And he was like, sorry, I'm late. I had to use the toilet real fast.
Sorry, I'm late. Yeah. I had to take a shit.
I was like, he was probably pooping.
Because
you know?
I hope he's not peeing for 10 minutes. That's another problem if it's taking him that long to pee.
He said, this is a TMI, but yeah, I had to use the toilet. So
he had to make room for the mukbang.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Why. He's so, clearing it, clearing space.
Yeah, so he had his Korean fried chicken. He had some kind of like, I don't know, it looked like tater tots, basically.
Maybe
like some
tots.
Kind of crunchy potatoes things. And his radish. I don't know, like, whenever Felix does these mukbangs or, like, ASMR videos, I never can take him seriously. I don't know why. It just, like, makes me, like, kind of, not cringe, but I'm just, like, embarrassed watching
him. Does he still have his blue hair? Because
yes.
I don't watch this. Is it?
Yes.
Did he tie it up, too, when he was doing it? Or was he just,
no,
like...
he actually put it back in, like, a
oh,
little
he has
headband.
Granny glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not grannies. Harry Potter glasses.
He said they were like blue light lens glasses or something.
Doesn't matter. It looks like Harry Potter. Oh, he's doing S-class chicken. What the hell's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, so it was funny because he was eating his chicken and
oh,
then
wait.
What?
Well, we're talking about S-class La Dance.
Yeah.
Well, like, we forgot to mention
oh, yeah.
twice.
Oh my God! How could we forget? I
well,
was fucking freaking out.
Let's rewind
out.
Back really quick. Twice did. Like, okay, so they did Thunderous, I think, before they came here to the U.S.
Yeah.
Now that Stray Kids S-Class finally released,
mm-hmm. and
they
did the dance
performed.
Challenge.
It was just Jiho, Nayeon, Che, and Jungyeon.
Yes.
Because they were the other members were preparing
solo.
For solo stages. So they performed S-Class.
I was flipping out.
Hailey screamed and scared everyone in, like... two floors down.
It was so funny because we actually had friends that were like on the tier below us and they had like messaged me after and they're like, I think I could hear you screaming.
They're like, that we're pretty far from them, but they're like a full on like level below us.
Yeah, because like when the S-Class came on, I fucking
I told
screamed.
You. I was
yeah,
like,
he did.
Because she was like.
No, before they even did that, I was like, oh, like I wonder what they're going to do or if they're going to do like Thunderous again. And he's like, I think they're going to do S-Class. And I was
it
like,
just came out.
We'll see.
Nayeon said it. She's
yep.
like, we just learned this early, like this morning or some shit.
Yeah.
And they
fuck.
Did S-Class.
Oh, my God. Ah!
And in Oakland, because Chewie's... First off, happy birthday to Chewie because it's her birthday when we're recording this. So happy birthday, Chewie.
Happy birthday.
So, like, I think a lot of Oakland, for day two, got super lucky because it was Chewie's birthday. And I think they had, like, a cool birthday celebration.
Yeah,
and
I saw
stuff.
That she was wearing, like, a little crown.
Crown. It was really
crown.
Cute. Also, but Chewie, on day one, when we saw her...
Yeah.
They had her do the dance break for... Shit, what song is it?
What is Love?
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, I don't know.
Likey.
Oh,
I mean
Likey. Uh-huh.
Because you remember Momo
oh,
had
yeah,
a dance
yeah.
break.
Mm-hmm.
They had Chewie do the dance break, but she did S-Class
yeah.
in the Chewie version, which
yeah.
is very cute, and she didn't even know
she
the
didn't
actual...
She know what she's doing.
She only
she's
knows
like
that, the chopping
arms.
Cross
yeah.
part. And then Sana and everyone was just... All the members were just cracking up.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really awesome. Anyways, back
I to... I like those crossovers.
Yes.
Because as you know, Dubu... actually danced it with
yeah
was Felix yeah
Felix.
With Felix,
Felix
yeah
and Dubu.
Mm-hmm. So she knew the dance and she was like going all out
she
too.
Did really good.
Remember
Dayeon
when-
was reminding people like she's not just a she produces and helps with a lot of like the lyrics and music writing and doing all that with Twice
and she still enjoys the
oh we forgot
whenever
about that.
You do that she starts dancing to it she's so cute
she knows in the U.S.
yeah
like I think all of them know
she
that we just go
she started
hoo,
it
hoo.
Too at
yeah,
one point
she
she's like
barking.
She did it first like hoo, 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 hoo.
she knows
she knew so yeah anyway Felix started he got two pieces of chicken and then he started doing the S-Class dance with it
I guess I'm gonna start doing that when I eat fried chicken from now on.
It was so cute, but I was like, man, Felix, you're just like, oh. And then there was like another funny part, because he speaks a lot of English in his lives.
Yes.
Like, he does Korean and English and like switches and like goes back and forth. Someone had asked him, they're like, do you like tortillas? And he's like,
that's a very random question. Yeah. First off,
it's very random, but he saw it.
Damn, yeah, that was funny as hell, though. That's a funny ass question.
But then he couldn't remember the word burrito, so he was like describing what he was eating. He's like, oh yeah, I had, it was like kind of, it was Mexican food, and
this guy's really bad with his food descriptions.
He is. But then, like, he was like, it's like a wrap, and it had meat in it and vegetables. It had vegetables and guacamole. People were like typing, because when I was watching, I was like, burrito, Felix, like, what the heck? And then someone, and he's like, burrito, oh yes, jeez, that's what it was. And then rap. And then someone called him out, they're like, you forgot the word burrito. And he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I haven't been speaking English that much, so like, I'm forgetting words sometimes.
Uh-oh. I mean, that's true. In his line of work, what do you expect?
Yeah, so it was just funny how, like, it was just a really random question. And then he also said that he filmed a TikTok dance challenge with Taeyong from NCT, the Shalala.
Oh, Shalala.
So he said, look forward to that. Which is, I mean, they're going to be at KCON together too, so.
Maybe we might see that. Maybe they'll host together.
Maybe. And then I also have here that Changbin, so he attended his very...
What is this note? I like the notes that, because me and Haley, what we do, we kind of make notes for ourselves, then we send it to each other and we combine it.
Did you see the pictures of him though in the
suit? No, I just see a potato emoji. I was like, what the hell is going on in Changbin and potato?
So he was invited to attend the Ferragamo event. And so, like, I was expecting, like, you know, he's going to show up in a really nice suit. You know, like something really like classy.
Okay.
He got out of the car and the freaking clothes that he was wearing literally looked like a potato.
Do you not have a picture of this?
Do you want me to find it for you to reference it?
I am very actually interested.
Here, I can go and really quickly show you.
I want
you
to know what this potato, because all I imagine is him dressed up in a giant brown sack.
Oh yeah, like that's a burlap, exactly what it like fucking a burlap looks sack. Like. Sorry.
Well, I guess that's a very potato looking thing. He's just odd. He's like, it's like a, if anything, it's like skin tone color jacket. Oh my God, he looks like a potato in
that
one.
That's why. I was like, why did.
Why is he just like on the street, the side of the street?
Well, he got out of the car.
What is this?
He got out of the car and he was just like waving to his fans. But
he does look like a potato.
So like when he got there, I thought initially, I was like, oh, okay, like he arrived. They're going to dress him up something nice.
He just did.
That was the same
thing. That was his outfit.
He was doing all the freaking interviews in this freaking suit. And supposedly that suit is like $3,500.
I was going to say, that's probably like a Ferragamo.
It's $3,500. Like, it is.
Yeah, so.
It's expensive as
fuck,
but.
The potato suit. I wish they maybe put him in a different colored pants.
I don't know.
He just looks like he's in a giant sweatsuit. A brown sweatsuit. So
I
looked at a
potato. I was like, yay, good for him. Because that's his first one. So it's usually like Hyunjin and Felix
that's
that
true.
Do it.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Love for Changbin.
I know, in his potato suit. And then some other notes I have here is that Stray Kids top as number one on the Billboard 200. Not surprised.
Not surprising at all.
And then, honestly,
they mentioned that too when we watched Jonathan.
Oh, that's true. Kids. Yeah, that's the other thing. Check that out.
That new episode
K-Star
with Jonathan.
K-Star Next Door.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Big fan of Jonathan. He's one of the goated greatest of all time
hosts
in the K-pop
His, like,
community.
Freaking questions for them are so fucking
it's
random.
It's, like, random and funny.
It's something that we would ask them.
Like, it's, like, stupid stuff.
He's talking about underwear.
Oh, yeah. Ian is underwear. Well, there you go. If you want to talk, if you want to see Seungmin, Ian and Changbin talk about underwear. Yes,
I feel like they were getting flustered too.
Ian was like, it seemed like he was ready that it was gonna be hard or like weird questions, but he was not ready. Like,
no, and then even Changbin was saying he's like, he kept like peeking at the script that Jonathan was holding, and then Jonathan was like, "Why are you looking?" And he's like, "Cause I'm nervous. Like, what you're gonna ask us next?"
it's funny how they threw Changbin there again.
Yes,
because he was there the first time, and he was like really went through his shit.
Yep.
So check out like all
K-Star,
the K-Stars. Even he's done twice. He's done it with Nayeon,
Momo,
and Sana.
Mm-hmm.
The Seraphim. Mm-hmm. I think it was like Sakura, Yunchi. Wait, was it I think it was Yunche and Kazuha.
But it was cool because, like, at the end, they always do a karaoke version of, like, the song that they're promoting at the time. So they did S-Class with Jonathan.
So funny when they do these. It's, like, in a random area. Like the first...
This one was, like, a locker room.
This is a locker room because yeah. it's, like, a school theme yeah. this time. Last time was, like, they were in, like, a public bathhouse.
Shower, yeah.
So they were in, like, some shower locker... Like, yeah. This, like, in the lockers, like, the shower area. Yeah. It was funny as hell. Even Twice was there yeah. for that. Yeah.
So it's a fun watch, basically. And then... So their S-Class promotion's already ended. I feel like they only did 6 performances on the music shows, which is like really, really quick. So they only promoted for 2 weeks and they're done already.
I know. That was fast.
Really quick. And then they knew it was quick. So like Bang Chan had said, don't worry, like it might be over like for S-Class, but then we'll be back soon. I don't know what they're planning or like what they're going to do soon. Like, because they are preparing for another album.
Of course, it's not. But if you work for JYP, this is expected.
But the thing is, like, they're saying that it's even bigger than 5-Star. I was like, what could possibly be bigger than 5-Star? I feel like that was such like a big drop of an album because that was like their 3rd full album.
To be honest, I'm still like, Maniac is still crazy to me.
The thing is, like, I'm thinking they're gonna do a repackage album because they for like each full album, they always do a repackaged one. So I'm expecting that pretty soon. I forgot to put it in the notes, but they're coming out with a version 2 of their light stick. They're not Jimbong.
That's right. Oh, shit. It's happening.
Because they are doing a 5-Star dome tour.
All across Japan. Like all
Japan
the different,
and Seoul.
And Seoul, yeah. All the different, or yeah, sorry. Japan and Seoul. All the different domes, like literally.
Yeah, it's all domes only. So they're going to be, I'm trying to see where their first one. Oh, so the other thing is like their first one is going to be in Fukuoka, but.
Oh, man.
It's literally 2 days before KCON.
That's the crazy part. It's
August 16 and August 8th. Oh, August 16 and 17. KCON is 18, 19, and 20. Jeez. How the fuck are they have to be survive? On Sunday. They have to be on Sunday.
How are they going to survive?
They're going to be so jet lagged.
It's going to be Sunday, and who knows if they'll even have a high touch.
That's why. Who knows? That's why I'm like, I don't know what to expect. So it's Fukuoka first, and then they'll go to Nagoya. They're doing 2 days for each of them. And then this is in September 21, and wait, what? No, September 2nd and 3rd. Sorry. I was like,
fine.
Wait, what?
It's fine. It's fine. We're
and good. Then Osaka, September 9 and 10. And then they'll go to Seoul, KSPO Dome, September 30th and then October 1st. And then Tokyo Dome, October 28th and 29th. So they're only doing Japan and Korea, which yeah. is fine. But, like, I'm wondering, like, if they're going to freaking extend this tour later on for next year and do the U.S.
Oh, extend it?
You know?
And but do, then like, you said you thought they might stream it in theaters, hopefully?
Oh, yeah. So I saw on their, like, official Japan Stray Kids site with all this information about their concert, their dome tour, and where you can buy tickets for it. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, it says movie coming soon. I don't know what
Maybe
that
it's
means.
It's their own movie, though.
I'm excited because I don't think they've had a movie before. Like they haven't.
Do you think it's gonna be like a movie documentary, like you know, like we've seen for 17, BTS?
I don't know. I'm excited.
What if it's a full, like, what if it's a movie where they're all actually acting? It's an acting.
No. Well, they're gonna have their Stray Kids flicks too, which they haven't dropped.
Oh
too.
Shit! This could be related to that.
I don't know. See, that's what a lot of we don't know what it is yet, but I'm excited regardless. But it would be really cool to see, like, if they were to stream this concert in theaters. I want to be there because it's so fun watching like concerts. Like, because we've been to the BTS one, we've been to 17.
I mean, you say it like, oh, I want to be there. Of course, you're gonna be there. We know you're gonna end up being there. You say like, somehow you might not make it, or I hope I'm gonna show up.
I'm gonna buy the new light stick too. So this one actually looks cool. I feel like it's because they're due for one. It's been 5 years. I feel like it's gonna be similar to the Twice's one. It's very like digital. Well, and, like, yeah. They have, like, a screen in the middle, so the Nachimbong, like, the compass area, it's not gonna spin anymore. It's, like, stuck, but then it has, like, an LED screen.
This is gonna look cool.
And you can put the Skazoo characters on there.
That's crazy. Because, I mean, shit, this Twice one, yeah. The Infinity Bong, is amazing. Right. Whoever designed it. Plus, you know what? Our friend James, because he works for DWP, so he knows all his electrical shit.
Mm.
He told me that, like, it saves a ton of battery because it's all LED. He saw the inside.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, like,
that's why the battery doesn't die.
The battery used to die a lot for the Candy Bong Z.
Yeah.
Like, that, it was notorious for that. Even, like, the one in the wrist.
Yeah, that's
but, like,
why.
The Candy Bong Z especially. But now that I think it's all LED lights, yeah, especially the inside. So, yeah. There
yeah,
you go.
Because the one that we battery. Used for the concert, and it was like, it syncs up automatically. You don't even have to pair anymore.
So Twice, yeah, like, it's like an auto pair. Like, remember BTS?
Yeah, you have
you
to,
had to
pair
go to a pairing
booth,
station and
yeah.
shit.
Or, like, pair it with your app.
Yeah.
It's such a freaking hassle.
Dude, like, it's amazing, because Twice, you just turn it on, and if
yeah,
you have
at your seat.
And
yeah.
if you have an authentic one, it's just going to pair.
Yeah.
It'll pair up. You don't have to do shit.
Yeah, and Stray Kids is going to be the same.
You don't have to look for a Bluetooth mode or anything. No. You just press it once, turn it on,
yeah,
and
it's
just,
already done.
Like, you're good.
It's perfect.
You just got to make sure you have good batteries and you don't have a fake, like, candy bar.
Yeah, I'm so excited to get the new one. And, I think that's it.
Oh, all right. Well, there we go. So, I think we have the KCON tickets that will be happening the day after the next episode. So, hopefully by next week, we do find out more info.
Yeah.
Man, I really hope we do, because it's just ridiculous right now at the point that we're at. Like, we need to know. People need to plan and figure out what they want to do and get.
I still wish Stray Kids wasn't going, so I wouldn't be as stressed.
Oh, man. Well, you could take out your stress with some Honkai Star Rail after this.
Yes.
I will edit this podcast. I'm going to play Diablo and de-stress
also.
Oh,
it's been a while, actually.
Diablo 4. Yeah. Anyone else playing Diablo 4 out there? I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do. If you want to add us on Honkai Star Rail, I'm just going to drop it here. If you're still listening to it, then
send
us a UID.
Send us a message.
We'll add you.
Yeah.
We have, like, a bunch of friends, too. Yeah. Like, we have, a group chat for Genshin and Honkai. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to add you to that. we'll add you in-game. That's what I'm trying.
In-game.
That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. UID. So thank you, everyone, for joining us, as always. Maybe if you play Diablo also, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo 4. I play on PS5 right now. And thank you for everyone that's still here joining us and enjoying the podcast with us. We appreciate everyone who's recently have left a lot of ratings and reviews. We appreciate even if it takes like a minute of your time, that 1 minute is precious to us.
Give us 5 stars, because 5-star Michelin and Stray Kids 5-star would appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you, Haley. Also, check us out. Where, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And we have a lot of videos coming up, a.k.a. Joko has a lot of videos coming up from his phone for Twice.
Kind of glad I didn't go, because I could save space on my phone.
Oh, man. I have a terabyte on my iPhone, and I am on the last 100 gigs.
That's fucking crazy, because, like, he records in super high quality. That takes a shit ton of space.
Oh, and thanks to Haley finding this crazy video on TikTok that helped with new, like, I have a new setup for my, like, film, my videos
recording, yeah.
For concerts, specifically for concerts. Just for concerts. And I hope you all enjoy the most recent videos, because most of our videos, even before in the past, even though we were close, there's like a weird glow. It looks like it's like they're like brightened up.
Because their stage lights are so bright and it's on their face. It kind of like washes out their face sometimes.
Gives them like a
white cast.
Like a blur, almost like a little fuzziness around them.
Mm-hmm, like a halo.
But this time,
crisp.
It blows my mind how crisp my videos are.
He kept messaging me when I was here. He's like, thank you so much for the settings, because it's amazing.
If you want the settings, Haley will hook you up.
Do you have the video?
I bookmarked
it. Okay, good. Because I was like, I don't think I did.
I bookmarked it. And
I don't have an iPhone.
We'll hook you up with the TikTok. If this is an iPhone user thing only, sorry. But it might, maybe you could get an idea from it, because it talks about certain things that you could probably adjust on any
exposure
phone.
Exposure is a very big thing.
And that is about it. Thank you for joining us. We're available on all platforms. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. Till next week. Everyone take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.